Like great wine, getting better with age. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
So we were talking about this story from actor Michael Keaton, where he had an email exchange going on with a guy who had an email with Coop in it.
Yeah, it was a saddle maker, a horse saddle maker named Cash Cooper, and Michael Keaton was trying to get a new saddle. He thought he was emailing Cash Cooper.
But he wasn't.
He wasn't. It turns out he was emailing actor Bradley Cooper, who had no idea what was going on, but was initially just playing along because he thought Michael Keaton was just being weird and funny.
That's what I would think, too. Be like, oh, Michael Keaton, national treasure.
How many people did he tell the story to, though? It's like, Michael Keaton keeps emailing me.
About a saddle, about and a it's saddle. The weirdest thing.
And, I don't know what to say. Yeah. Is he weird? I always thought he seemed all right, but I don't know. Maybe I don't know him that well.
Maybe one of those playing things. Batman. Yeah. Batman kind of screwed him up.
280-1025. So when was the email or text or social media exchange going on with someone and things weren't adding up going the way you thought they were? This is Carrie in Altoona. What happened, Carrie?
My girlfriend and I love the movie Austin Powers, and there's a line in it that says, "Do I make you horny?"
Yep.
And we went back and forth with it quite a while. And so one day I thought it was her calling me. It was my mother-in-law calling me. And I answered the phone saying, "Do I make you horny?" And my mother-in-law was like, "Carrie? Carrie, is this you?" Well, I couldn't do anything but say, "Yes, it's me." I didn't think it was you, though.
Oh, that's funny.
And so how did she take your explanation?
With a grain of salt.
Yeah, because it doesn't get much better when you're like, "Oh, sorry, I thought you were my girlfriend."
Yeah, and I'm married to her son.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the story gets increasingly complicated.
Yes.
Especially since mother-in-law has never even heard of Austin Powers, has no idea what you're talking about. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate the call. You have a great day. Take care.
Yep. It's definitely a morning to upgrade to a venti. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
I mean, don't you doofuses get it?
On Star 102.5.